This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are kids in this world who are different, special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
Bruce, what are you doing down here?
I came for you, of course.
You and Badger, you tried before, but something kept you away.
Yeah, I guess whatever it was, it's gone now. We should go inside the school.
No, wait! I need you.
And I'm here. I saved you from those nasty gator mods.
No, I mean it's Cyrus and the Anderses. See, it's a long story, but they were on that cliff up there.
I don't see a cliff.
That's because someone dropped it and them into the water.
Who would do something like that?
His name is Jude, and he's the headmaster of this crazy school.
Headmaster? What does he want?
I'm not sure, but we don't have time. They're in the water somewhere, and they need our help.
I'm sure they're fine.
What? They're not fine. Did you hear what I said?
They were dropped off a cliff. I heard you. But you know Cyrus and Monica and James. I mean, they have more lives than a cat. They'll survive. They always do.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't help them. What if they're out there struggling? You have a hoverboard, you
I can... said no!
Warning, warning. Brinley, I suspect that...
Huh?
Cybot! Bruce, why did you... You're not Bruce. You're back to being Adam.
How's it going, Brin?
No. No.
Yes. Yes. I wasn't lying, though. I did come here. For you. Trying to hurt you. In fact, it's just the opposite. I need to keep you safe.
Why? What do you want?
Oh, I want a lot of things. Power, redemption, a new pair of Jordans. But none of that has to do with you. See, I'm here because I got a very interesting phone call from a very interesting person.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was at Whittier Corp Tower trying to rid myself of Bruce once and for all, when out of the blue, a ring ring. And on the other line is a guy with a rather posh British accent.
Jude.
The one and only. And he says he's the one who brought me back from the mindless abyss that was life as Bruce Pasternak.
No. Bruce was happy.
Bruce was brainwashed. But Bruce, he's gone bye-bye now.
So you're just working for Jude?
I don't work for anybody. We're gonna be partners. And the first step in our partnership is me delivering you to his doorstep. So let's go, sis. Don't want to keep the headmaster waiting.
Let go of me! Stop!
Katie, I understand what you're going through, but you don't want to do this. I have no idea how my abilities work, and it could be really dangerous.
Yeah, like, destroy everything and everyone dangerous.
Thanks for the warning, but I've got nothing left to lose. Now, how do you turn this thing on?
She's not listening to us.
She rarely does.
Reminds me of someone else I know.
If you say Brinley, I swear.
What's your deal with Brinley anyway?
I don't want to talk about it. Maybe there's something in that booth up there that can get this show on the road.
Casey, you're making a mistake.
Wouldn't be the first.
Hey, Katie.
Mila, what are you doing down here? Where are you?
Oh, sorry, yo. Hey.
Cam, is that you?
Different, Camila. Wicked, Casey, right? With the electro powers?
Just when I thought this couldn't get more complicated, the invisible girl shows up.
Out of my way, Mila.
I can't let you go in there.
Please, I know that you were brought here by Jude to spy on me, but you said our friendship was real.
It was.
Well, if I really did mean something to you, I need you to help me to get back home.
You don't even know where your home is.
It's not here. That's all that matters.
Are you sure this is what you want?
I'm sure. Do you understand what it's like to feel like you don't belong? Like your whole life has been controlled by someone or something else?
You know I do. I was living my life with my family, minding my own business when the headmaster took over my programming and made me come here to do his bidding.
Oh.
Newsflash, we all know what it's like to have someone else pulling the strings.
Truth.
Mila?
Okay, I'll help you. I think I know how to make it work.
Okay, go to the booth.
Casey, please don't!
The door. It opens. It closes.
Pen?
Power.
What's happening?
Door. Power the door.
Mila?
Power.
Why is this happening to them?
Power. Receiving. The door. Receiving. Receiving.
Mila?
I'll keep her away, Headmaster. As you wish.
Oh no.
Power the door.
Not you two. What's happening?
Hello, Katie.
Jude. Or should I call you Headmaster?
Jude is fine. I know you were hoping to get into this booth to start the procedure. Sorry, I beat you to it.
I just want to go back! To wherever I came from, wherever you took me from! Send me back, Jude, now!
Mom? Dad?
I'm here, Cyrus.
Me too. But where is here?
Looks like a cave? But how did we get here?
Oh, you know, when you fall into the ocean, it helps to know a mermaid.
Birdie!
Hey, Dad, Mom, Cy?
You saved us?
I mean, not by yourself. Mr. Borden and I helped with the airlifting part.
Patch!
Hey, everybody.
It's so good to see you guys.
How did you know to find us?
Unfortunately, we followed Adam here.
You mean Bruce?
No, we mean Adam.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Well, at least we're finally together again.
Yeah, but I have a feeling this means whatever Jude's plan has been all along, we're in the endgame now.
You being here wasn't part of anyone's plan.
Great! So my whole life is one big mistake.
Started that way, but you've proven yourself very valuable.
How? Why did I end up here?
Well, it's a long story, and I'm not ready to share it all. But let's just say you... Well, the older version of you came down to Elixir Key on a mission many years ago. And when your mission got in the way of ours, there were issues. Issues that were unfortunately exacerbated when the adult Cadence Cavendish went through that portal and the 6-year-old you emerged.
Then let's make it right. Switch us back, Jude. Open the portal, fix the mistake.
I'm afraid that only one of those things is going to happen today.
What are you going to do?
Excuse me, Katie. Time to step out of the booth. It appears our guest of honor has arrived.
Let me go, you stupid bucket of bolts!
Adam, it's lovely to meet you in person.
If you say so.
Hello, Brinley. Oh, I'm so pleased you're here.
You killed Cyrus and Monica and James.
I gave them fair warning and they didn't listen. But none of that matters now that we're together. It always will be.
Now that you've listened to this week's episodes, head on over to the GZM Rewind feed to hear me and the creators talk about the latest episodes with special guests, including cast members and superfans.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM shows imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Autumn.
And I'm Jasper.
And we're a GZM family. And we want you to listen to our favorite show, Becoming Mother Nature.
I love the one with the Grim Reaper and the zombies.
Do you want to hear your family at the end of a show giving a shout-out? Go to gzmshows.com/shout-out to learn more. That's gzmshows.com/shout-out for a chance to be heard on this show.